Everyone loves an underdog, but not everyone in America loves the New England Patriots. As they head toward Super Bowl 53 on Sunday, the Pats are trying to cast themselves as the underdogs who were counted out. Whether football fans or bettors buy it is questionable, but for the Pats, they're trying to gain a psychological advantage as they get ready to face the LA Rams. Here's WBUR's Shira Springer.
If you want to know what motivates Tom Brady, listen to what he says right after big wins.
You know, everyone thinks we suck and, you know, can't win any games, so we'll see. It'll be fun.
That's Brady after the Patriots dismantled the LA Chargers in the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. Then, after the Patriots defeated the Kansas City Chiefs and advanced to the Super Bowl for the third straight year, Brady hugged wide receiver Chris Hogan, and this was caught on camera.
I'm too old. You're too slow. We got nothing.
Yes, amid the on-field celebration, that's Brady reminding Hogan what critics said throughout the regular season, that the 41-year-old Brady was too old, that Hogan was too slow, that the Patriots got nothing. The reality is they may soon win another Super Bowl. That would bring the team's grand total to 6 championships since 2001. It's a staggering, record-breaking, dynasty-making run of success. But leading up to Super Bowl 53 against the LA Rams, the Patriots have eagerly embraced the role of disrespected underdog, taking more than a few pages from the "No One Believed We Could Do It" playbook. And some players say it's helped.
You know, I think that underdog mentality can bring your team together, can bring a group together.
That's Patriots special teams captain Matthew Slater in the locker room at Gillette Stadium after a practice last week.
We realized that the belief that we have in one another is all that really matters. And that certainly brought us closer together this year. With all the ups and downs that we've been through, all the adversity that we've been through, I think it's made us lean on one another a little bit more and really forge our bond as brothers.
Long snapper Joe Cardona also sees the potential benefits of being counted out.
Ultimately, as a team, it's a collective of players all working towards the same goal. And if we can find one more thing that kind of fortifies that bond and pushes the team towards that goal, it's going to be a successful mechanism.
That kind of thinking resonates with sports psychologists. Wendy Bollaby, a sports psychologist who works with the Chicago Bulls, says a strong team identity is an advantage.
It's about keeping the focus on this is a team. We're going to work together. We've got a goal to accomplish.
The latest Super Bowl betting odds have the Patriots favored by 2.5 points. But don't expect them to abandon the disrespected underdog narrative anytime soon. And they shouldn't. Here's why. Favorites can fall into a dangerous mindset and play not to lose. Meanwhile, the way underdogs see it, they have nothing to lose. And they simply play to win.
Psychologically, when you're playing to win, you actually have a little bit more positive self-talk, a little bit more momentum going versus playing not to lose. You're a little more defensive. You're a little more cautious, you know, a little less confident.
As a peak performance coach, Elizabeth Ward specializes in sports psychology and counts professional and college athletes among her clients. Another advantage to being an underdog?
They're the hunter. They're going after something. And so now you're the aggressor. You're the person that's proactive. You're the person that's moving toward something.
That's Mark Aoyagi. He's a professor of sport and performance psychology at the University of Denver, and he advises the Broncos. Now, you might think an underdog mentality also helps take the pressure off. It doesn't exactly work that way, especially when you're trying to win the Super Bowl. But sports psychologists say you can learn how to manage the pressure and use it to your advantage. Pressure can give players energy and get them focused on what they need to do. Long snapper Cardona sees it like this.
What it really comes down to is when those teams have such a goal and that camaraderie, it takes the pressure off the individual and it spreads it throughout the team so everybody can pick each other up, because that's really what a team's about.
That's what the Patriots are counting on this Sunday and hoping translates onto the field.
You know, what it really comes down to is performance, and no one's going to remember ever who the underdog is. They're just going to remember what the results are.
Patriots offensive lineman Ted Karras is right. In the end, all that anyone remembers is who gets to call themselves Super Bowl champions. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shira Springer.